Welcome to episode number 23 of the Galveston Ghost Podcast, produced here on the seawall at the Galveston Experience headquarters and the studios of RadioGalveston.com. I have to apologize. I cannot believe it has been since July 13th that we have not uploaded another episode. We got so busy with our tours. As you probably know, we launched the Ghost Bus Tours here from the Galveston Experience Company in June. It was our first full month of tours, and I looked down at the calendar, and now it is the end of August, so I apologize. But we've had some fantastic tours. We go through the graveyard and actually tell some ghost stories in the famous Broadway cemetery, and hear some spirit box interviews and several other things. So it's been busy and a lot of fun, but now it's time to get back to the podcast because we have some more stories from the Captain's House, and this will kind of wrap up our series on the haunted Captain's House. But we actually do make a little trip by that on the Galveston Ghost Bus Tour, and you'll hear on the bus these two stories that are coming up. So what happened was, for those who maybe haven't caught all of the podcast, there was a lady that we interviewed, and she grew up in this house, and all through her teenage years growing up, she would see this captain in 1800s captain's clothing, and then she got married, her husband moved into the house, and he has stories as well, so those are told on a previous podcast here. And what happened was two ladies who actually stayed in the house heard the podcast, and then they replied back. So there's a feature here on the podcast where you're actually able to talk back to us. So if you've got a story or something you'd like to add, you can talk back, which is what they did. And that's what we're going to hear today about the haunted Captain's House. So it's a house on Seely Street in Galveston, and it turned out the owner did die in that house, and maybe it was in the big 1900 storm. Now let's hear from somebody who stayed at the house and what they experienced.
I rented the Captain for my friend's birthday weekend almost 10 years ago, and I can say for sure that is the most haunted place I have ever been in my entire life. I can't even tell you how many crazy things happened. Footsteps coming up the stairs, I was certain were my actual friend. I was waiting to scare her, but when they got to the top, there was nobody there. The very last night, my friend and her husband stayed on the couch because they were there by themselves, and they refused to stay anywhere else, and they heard lullabies upstairs. The first night we were there, somebody let the dog out of the kennel, but nobody was in the house. We don't know who unlatched the kennel. I can't even remember, but there were a lot of us, and we have pictures that have some crazy things in it, including a very scary face, and we have no idea who it is.
So as you can tell, after they moved out, they turned it into a vacation rental, so people from all over the country would stay at the Captain's House. And the owners reported that so many people not connected to one another from all over the country, even all over the world, that stayed in the house, came back with the same kind of story, that they would see this captain. So that's why it became known as the Captain's House. And now let's hear from another guest and their experiences at the haunted Captain's House.
Hi, my name is Wendy. I stayed at the Captain in January of 2011 for my 30th birthday. It was an insane experience. Me and I think 8 of my friends stayed at this house, and so many creepy, scary, haunted things happened there over the weekend. By the time it was our last night and my husband and I were the only ones left at that house, we were sleeping on the couch by the front door. Our dogs were let out of the kennels. There are orbs in every single picture we took from that weekend. There were sightings of the undead throughout the house. And you definitely felt that you were not alone. And every person in our party felt that way.
So if you'd like to take a trip past the Captain's House, we invite you to join us on the Galveston Ghost Bus Tours, leaving from the Galveston Experience Company pretty much every night. And you can book your tickets online at galvestonexperience.com. Those are just a sample of the kind of stories that you hear on the bus. Actual eyewitness, firsthand experiences in the voice and the words of the people who had the experiences. So we've already done an interview for our next podcast. I've got a couple more lined up, so I promise this time, I really do promise, it won't be so long between podcasts. It certainly won't be a couple of months, maybe a week or so, but we will be a bit more diligent in getting our Galveston Ghost podcasts up online. So thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it and you give us the five-star reviews online. Of course, we're available on all the major podcast platforms. So tell your friends, and hopefully we see you on the Galveston Ghost Bus Tour, leaving from 15th and Seawall in Galveston, and the Galveston Experience Company. The Galveston Ghost Podcast is produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com. And if you like a good beachy music mix, maybe you'll check us out. Come see us at the Seawall. We've got a great beach right in front of us. And what better place to be than enjoying the beach life in Galveston. So if we don't see you on the beach, we'll look for you next time right here on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.